Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Christ in the Classroom, Lesson Planning for the Heart and Mind, by Jared Dees. Narrated by William Saris. Introduction. The Gospel of the Lord, the bishop proclaimed. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, the eighth graders responded. This was their time. I knew they were ready. Our bishop began his homily just as he had done the year before. He said a few words about the Holy Spirit, then walked from the ambo toward the group of eighth graders about to receive the sacrament of confirmation. I was their catechist. I had prepared them for this day, and I knew what was about to happen. A year earlier, this same bishop presided over the confirmations in our parish for the first time. Like a lot of bishops during confirmation masses, he quizzed the confirmandi to see how much they had learned. He asked questions about Pentecost, the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit, and the Trinity. He asked many questions, but he got very few responses. I was sad to see the disappointment on our bishop's face. I had decided then that I would not let the same thing happen again. As soon as I got home that night, I wrote down every question I could remember the bishop asking my eighth grade students. I was determined to prepare my next class for that homily. They would know the answers. They would have hands raised and responses ready. I was on a mission. It just wasn't the right mission. A year later, our bishop began his homily, and I was confident in my students' ability to perform. He asked many of the same questions as he had the previous year, and I was proud to see my students raise their hands. They were ready. They had the answers. Mission accomplished. Or was it? I did not leave that mass satisfied with what I had done with those students. I left, instead, with a feeling of unrest even worse than the year before. They knew the answers to the bishop's questions, but did they grasp the significance of what they had just experienced? They could name the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit, but were their hearts open and prepared to accept those gifts as graces of the sacrament and put them to work in their daily lives? I realized that year that I had been approaching religious education all wrong. I was focused almost exclusively on the head and not the heart. I was preparing my students to understand ideas and perform well on tests and quizzes. I set lesson objectives each day with goals for my students to learn about God. But I didn't set goals and objectives to encourage them to love God. Typical religious education. When we first step foot into our classrooms, we religion teachers and catechists aim to make an impact. We want to inspire young people to embrace the faith and learn more about God. Our hopes and dreams, however, tend to quickly bump up against the challenges of planning and executing engaging lessons that touch both the head and the heart. Like a lot of religious educators, when I first started out, I defaulted to a standard form of education. I started teaching the way I was.